And now dictation for Linda. First, FIRST, August 31, 48, addresses a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up Mrs. Fertz. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit August. Presently review system, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, uses inhalers, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, stable edema, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no chest pain palpitation, syncope. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight nitrates, beta blockers, losartan, Lasix, aldactone. Next paragraph, today weight 217, blood pressure 110-54. Repeat blood pressure 130-50. No localized ALS, consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rapt, no ascites tendineal masses, no major edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 1.5, previously 1.4. GFR 34, stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, elevated PTH 121, anemia 12.6, normal white blood cell platelets. She has normal-sized kidneys, no obstruction. Excuse me, she has small kidneys, 8.4 right, 9 on the left, no obstruction. A CT scan angiogram did not show renal artery stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, not symptomatic, monitor over time. Next number, relatively small kidneys, no evidence of renal artery stenosis based on CT scan angiogram. Next number, prior smoker, COPD clinically stable. Next number, coronary artery disease stable. Next number, peripheral vascular disease stable. Next number, fibromyalgia. Reason for what we couldn't do a renal Doppler, and we went straight to CT scan angiogram. Next number, sleep apnea, unable to tolerate CPAP machine. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, monitor over time. Next number, probably secondary hyperparathyroidism, monitor over time. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation. Excuse me, come back on the next 4 months, end of dictation.